You finish with your friend?
I certainly did. I think this thing is really building.
Tell me, where are you? Where you can talk?
Yeah, I'm at home.
Fine. How'd it go with him?
Well, very well. And he said, you know, this is turning
into... I thought it was good to stop in.
It makes him
realize, you know, we're talking about other important things, too, because we do have that Secretary of the Army thing. I gave in to Laird on that.
The way
I did it is this, that I just told Holm to call him and tell him, look, the President's got 18 recommendations against it, one for it, but he counts on you, he depends on you, and if you want him, okay, but you're responsible.
That was the way to do it, Mr. President,
right.
Because...
It didn't make that much difference.
And we need, and it's good to have some high morale.
Well, and also, it's good to have a guy there, it's a Nixon man. He's for us, you know, he's a little dumb, but he's for us.
Go ahead. Frankel said that the more he thought about it, the more significantly considered it. He said, yesterday they were all nitpicking around on the statement because that's all they really understood and had before them.
Yeah.
But the more he thinks about it, the more he thinks that you are entering a whole new era, that you're creating a whole new era of American foreign policy, one of the most significant in 20 years.
He said that?
Yeah. And Thomas Roberts called tonight and said he just wanted me to know that there would be a very positive editorial in the Post tomorrow.
Oh, thank you.
And also he wanted me to know that as he thought about it, he's concluded that your constituency and Brezhnev's his constituency, but the world one.
What?
Which is, you know, maybe a cynical way of putting it. But they're all, in fact, the more they think about it, the more positive they become.
Well, you know, really, looking at these fellows, and we all know that they're selfish and partisan and the rest, but on the other hand, all the decent guy, any guy with any sense of decency, is interested in world peace. And he's got to realize that this is an enormously potential breakthrough in that area that they've never even thought about.
Well, for example, I get the Boston Globe.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Healey has a whole column on the editorial page covering the whole length of it.
Yeah.
A large plus for Mr. Nixon.
Oh?
And it's, the president is beginning to mold an extremely creditable record in foreign policy, and so on and so forth. He's now come forward with a major development in the strategic arms limitation talk. He takes the talk from the exploratory stage to the substantive stage. Although it may still be a long way down the track, it would ultimately lead to the first major breakthrough in the arms build-up between the United States and the Soviet Union, and this after only 18 months of talk.
Yeah.
And then goes
on. Well, you know, the point is that you and I know we're going to have an agreement. We're either going to have an agreement or we're going to have Adam, one or the other.
Yeah.
And it'll be an agreement.
Oh, I think we're going to have an agreement.
They need it. And so, Franco, you were able to make all of our 4 points.
I made all those points while I was at it. We talked about China.
Good.
We talked about your initiative there. I left no doubt in his mind that I gave him all the reasoning why in December you concluded that the time was right to move with the Soviets on a broad front and why you then moved in January.
That's really true. We did conclude it.
Well, you remember, we talked after the Polish uprising, and we concluded that the Soviets would now have to move towards us, and that we should build a bridge for them. And that's why when Dobrynin called me to say he was going back for Politburo talk, you ordered me to see him and make these propositions to him.
December the 8th, yeah.
On January the 8th, and after all, they covered Berlin, they covered a whole range of things.
The fact that the Brennan and the Soviet were willing to correct that text is significant, don't you think?
Oh, God, yes.
Mm-hmm. You really think so, huh?
Oh, yes, Mr. President, that was. And I don't know whether you saw that you've got everybody.
Tell me about it. I haven't read
the paper. New York Daily News.
I've been busy all day
giving
long.
You the whole third page, which is, you know, their whole,
right.
Which is their big page, the first page being pictures.
Interesting. Go ahead, New York Daily News.
The New York Daily News has the whole third and the whole fourth page devoted to this, plus the whole editorial column
They have.
With pictures of you and the column that says Hado Cold, Armed Thoughts May Lead to Peace, and a picture of you. I think the fact that we have been somewhat modest and not oversold it is going to help us enormously. Tomorrow, the Thomas Abbott also said we've got the Democrats in an absolute stew, because every reasonable criticism has now been met on salt, and only the nuts can oppose us.
Good. Well, okay. Get a good night's sleep. We'll see you at 7:25.
Right. Right, Mr. President.
Okay. Bye. Bye.